USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that San Diego has run out of room for unaccompanied alien children entering the United States, up to 1,000 unaccompanied minors who illegally crossed into the United States will soon be housed at California's Long Beach Convention Center. The City Council ruled in a 9-0 unanimous vote, a move that will be fully funded by the federal government. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, who died on Friday after a crazed man rammed his car into the police, will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda next week. Police released a photo on Monday of a wood-handled knife brandished by 25-year-old Noah Green, who was fatally shot after crashing into the two officers. Video surfaced Tuesday showing the suspect purchasing the knife hours before the attack. Officer Evans was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force and a father of two. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Major League Baseball stepping into politics is quite unusual. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game now will be played at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret their decision to move the All-Star Game out of his state.
I mean, it's almost comical moving the All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Also, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott pointing out that Georgia has 17 days of early voting. Meanwhile, Colorado only has 15.
Governors across the country are joining the call to bar vaccination passports from becoming a requirement. Vaccine passports ultimately mandate travelers to show proof they have been vaccinated for COVID-19 in order to fly on a plane. However, Republicans are shedding light that that is quite the invasion of privacy. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
While the unemployment rate is in decline, there is sentiment growing in America about general job dissatisfaction. It's being reported 26% of Americans plan to look for another job once the pandemic subsides. That's according to a survey conducted by Morning Consultants in March. The dissatisfaction is even higher among the largest generation in American workforce, as 34% of millennials are planning to leave their jobs. That's according to the poll of 2,000 full-time workers. The CDC has new guidelines for cleaning surfaces against COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
And this is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.